Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, everyone, we're here again for another episode of A Wild Podcast Has Appeared, the official Pokemon podcast of comicbook.com. I am one of your hosts, Jim Viscardi, joined today by Megan Peters, who's back in action, and Christian Hoffer.
Hello.
I am here. Breaking news on my part. If we start hearing sirens on my end, apparently there is a 100-acre fire 10 minutes away from my home.
Oh, so, my goodness.
Yeah, I just got like a thing on my door about it. They were like, you're fine. We're fine. You're fine. And I'm like, let me look this up. And it's like all over the news. And I'm like, oh.
We've got a burn ban in our county.
We do, like, too.
Hilarious. Those things are serious. Those things are very serious.
I can confirm to you it was not me. whatever they think this is. But anyways, we just start hearing a bunch of sirens.
That's what we know. Megan's just looking for any excuse she can to just, like,
honestly, this is kind of a hilarious timing. At this point, like, where's Blastoise when you need him, you know? talk about the ultimate firefighter.
Listen.
Blastoise, drop him down.
Well, the show was literally opening. So here has been my morning and very relevant in Pokemon related news. Today, Disney Lorcana, the rival card game to Pokemon, was supposed to open up pre-orders today for the set that came out at local game stores, but they're all marking up by like $1,000 for like one pack. So it was supposed to open at 10:30 Eastern. Queue gets delayed. Supposed to open at 11:30 Eastern. Queue gets delayed. I have meetings that I have to go to after this podcast, and literally as the podcast is starting, our good buddy Joe from the assistant managing editor at comicbook.com texts me and is like, hey, queue's open again. It starts up an hour. And I'm like, that is literally when I have to go. And now a cat just like jumped up because I pounded my fists. So I've been like sending out like marching orders, like, and telling people like, okay, you're going to get in this queue, but you're going to buy me. And, you know, you do this for me and good things will happen. This has been a ridiculous morning. Anyway,
why are they being so stingy with like press cards? Can't you just get like,
no, they, one? So they sent me starter decks and they cut out. So every starter deck comes with a pack of cards and they cut out the pack of cards. So they literally opened it up, pulled out
you
the pack
kidding.
Of cards and then retaped it and sent it to me.
No,
that. That's an impressive level of pettiness.
Why?
I think it's because, well, it's actually a good reason.
If you're going to tell me it's an allocation thing, three press packs ain't going to fix the problem.
No, it's because they hadn't revealed the enchanted cards yet. And so what was supposed to happen, those decks were under embargo. And
they literally, anyway,
one of the largest press sites immediately, that showed up on their front porch and they immediately posted pictures of it and broke the embargo. Like within like 30 seconds. Like I literally texted the press person and was like, hey, this came in. And then I get a notification of this like trade site. Right. And I'm like, oh, and by the way, you know how this is under embargo? Did you forget to tell them this? And like, I just got it.
Wow.
So, you know, it's
meanwhile, they cut the packs out of your starter deck.
They cut the packs out of the starter decks. So, you know, I'm appreciative for the starter decks. It's not about
sure. No, of course.
Oh, yeah, for know, sure.
Absolutely. But like, also, that is absurd.
I mean, I joke about it being petty, but also like it goes to the lengths of which they know that. So Lorcana's had
had a rough week. They're learning some rough lessons in the trading card game space. Set 3 partially leaked online last week, which if you know, that's a common thing over in Pokemon world. And, you know, it's kind of.
Yeah, like Pokemon's over in the background, just like smoking a cigarette.
Yeah. Like,
oh, you're new here. I see.
So, Pokemon actually has been experiencing this, too, because I guess now to bring this all home. So, you know, for a long time, there weren't the same issues with leaks with Pokemon because Japan had the sets 3 months before we did. So it was not an issue. But now the timelines are getting truncated, especially with, you know, some of these special sets. So like Obsidian Flames, you know, that got leaked out. You know, a bunch of Obsidian Flame stuff got leaked because, you know, it came out at the same time as it came out here in the U.S.
Sure.
And now they are experiencing the same thing with this, what we're going to talk about today, the Paldean Fates. A bunch of those cards leaked out online, and it's because they're coming out in January. I think they're coming out in December over in Japan. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the 3 month timeline's not there, there's more of an incentive for people to leak those. And sure, so they are leaking online. And so we saw.
But you know what the Pokemon company didn't do?
What?
Take packs out of.
Well, I wouldn't.
I don't know. Maybe that's the next move. Like, that's maybe that's what we start seeing happening.
Good God. Anyway, welcome, everyone.
Yeah.
I don't even think I said the episode number 235. 235. This week's episode falling on the week of American Thanksgiving. Hopefully we, you know, maybe, you know, maybe there are some folks who are going to save this episode. Like, if you're listening to this now, you didn't really get much news. And so if you need like an excuse to like dip from your family later this week to like go to like listen to the show, that's fine. You don't have to listen to us today. You can listen to us on Thursday. You can go, come back, be totally fine, and whatever. Well, we can be that respite for you.
Yeah, let's give you that break. You've had too much turkey. You want a nap? Pop here. Come back. Listen to us on the Thanksgiving day.
Exactly. And then you know what you can do? You can tell your family about the podcast that you're listening to.
Actually,
maybe
play this episode
At the table.
Yeah, no. Just play it at the table. What better with awkward conversations with family members who you rarely see. Just say, hey, guys, listen to this episode. Just put your phone in the middle of the table, turn up the volume, and let us dictate your Thanksgiving.
And then when we get to this point in the podcast, think of how meta that's all going to be right now, right?
Like, I know,
when you start listening, it's going to be amazing. Anyway, this is a show all about Pokemon. We're glad you found us. Welcome. We hope you enjoy the ride. We talk about everything Pokemon related. You name it, we're talking about it. We do some news up front. We take a break, and then we do a deep dive, and then a Pokemon fact of the week at the end. Also, we have a Discord. Check out the episode description. This will be in the episode description. So if you're wondering to yourself, oh, hey, can I get in on that Discord action? It is in the episode description. Last week, I put it in the podcast description, not realizing I can put it also in the episode description. So it will be there as well. So you can check it out if you've been waiting to try and figure out how to get in. That's that will be the easiest way now. Otherwise, you can just go over to Twitter and find us there, and you can find the link to get there. All right, let's get into some of the news, I guess. We have a new Scarlet and Violet event.
Yep, it's Hisuian Samurott. It is coming. Speaking of Thanksgiving guests that are potentially uninvited, the Ronin Samurai of the Hisuian region is coming to Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. That starts up on Friday and runs through the 27th, and the 24th, and runs through the 26th, and then again December 1st through the 3rd. So that is the new event. Also, speaking of Pokemon Scarlet and Violet events, if you live in Japan, and we know we have a huge Japanese listening base, there is a special Dragon King tournament that is going on in Japan, which is basically a special tournament. It's a single battle competition, but the requirement is you have to use either Corridon or Mirrodon in your team. Sure. And that will take place on February 25th. But if you live in Japan and you want to participate in this new online competition to determine which dragon rules supreme, you can participate in that as well.
There is also, I don't know if this is in the rundown. Did we talk about the Scarlet and Violet new mystery gift I just saw by going on to the Pokemon section of comicbook.com? Apparently, you can get a special Dragapult.
Oh, that was for like a limited time. It's already gone.
Oh, it's already gone. This code will expire November 20th. That expired today.
You know what's not gone? If you have $29,000, you can get that Tiffany & Co. Pokemon collaboration that was announced.
Oh, you weren't here when we talked about that, were you?
No, I mean, I wrote it for the site, but I'm just telling people, I'm just letting everybody know, if you're listening again to this podcast, it's still available.
Yeah, I went to write. It was really funny because I meant to write about that on Monday, and like the day got away from me, as things often do. And so I'm so glad
because I had so much fun writing that article.
I went to write about it on Tuesday, and then I saw that you had started working on it. I'm like, oh, good, Megan's got this one.
Mainly because I was able to convince myself, or maybe some people who read that if you can go to Japan to get it from Tiffany's there, the yen is so weak right now to the US dollar, you get a better deal on it. So if you're really gunning for the Pokemon Tiffany collection, you got to go at least to Japan, let that yen work for you right now.
I have a friend who is honeymooning in Japan.
Oh, right now. See, there you go.
That's it, man.
Pokemon.
That's it.
So I sent them an email asking if we can just get the Pokeball to show off. Like, I wasn't expecting them to send the necklace, but I sent them an email being like, hey, this is so cool. Can we get one of the, like, just the boxes? And they were like, no, sorry. And I was like, oh.
Wow. You know,
Jim, honestly, I appreciate your hustle.
I appreciate that hustle so much because for some people, the packaging is better than the actual jewelry.
That's it. I thought the packaging was great.
Jim knew what he wanted. And he went for it. He's like, you know, no. And I'm sure the email went something like, hey, can we just have the Pokeball? And if a Tiffany, you know, piece of jewelry happens to be inside of it, so be it. You know, if that's the only way that we can get this press sample, you know, fine.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I just wanted the ball. Because like I said, I am still shocked at how much I like how that looks. Because like I generally hate like that Tiffany color and all that crap. Well, maybe that's it. Maybe they heard the podcast. They're like, this guy hates our stuff.
Why would we send it to him?
Oh, gosh. All right.
Well, hey, I think it's probably like the one thing Pokemon people won't scalp, you know?
Right.
You might scalp the packaging, but I don't think people are going to be lining up for the $29,000, $26,000.
We're going to see the Pokeball on eBay, and it's going to be like, what the heck?
It really will. Just the packaging itself is going to be several thousand.
Right, exactly. All right, let's move on to the next thing. A Pokemon postcard promo in Europe with promo cards?
Oh, yeah. So this is a cool little thing. They are opening up Pokemon post offices in Europe. I believe it's England, France, and Germany. Let me get the exact stuff. These little actual post offices are popping up across Europe. And you can head to a PokePost location. You'll be given a Pokemon TCG pack to keep for yourself, and that one you can send to a friend free of charge. And you get to choose between a Pikachu or Eevee themed envelope. And includes a promo card with that Pokemon and a Scarlet and Violet fun pack. And so this is going to be coming to Edinburgh, Cardiff, Lyon, Munich, Berlin, Bochum, and London. And so these are like one-day things. There will also be photo opportunities, Pokemon Go bonuses, and meet-and-greet appearances from Pikachu and Eevee. So that is the promotion. I'm just going to throw this one out here.
Okay? Oh, boy.
Since COVID, the Pokemon Company International, like the UK division, like the Europe division, because this is all Europe.
Sure.
They have been so on top of things. It's ridiculous. So they've run this. They did the whole London stuff. They throw these like, you know, special like events in London, like Joe Merrick will post about them.
Sure.
And like, I know other people are going. It's not like, it's not just an event for Joe and some influencers. Like, they're like press events and stuff like that. And they do that for a lot of stuff. And then you compare it to what we get here in the US. And I'm just like,
trash. There's nothing. There's so little. It's hard.
Okay, but you also got to remember that like the UK is the size of Texas. Okay. Really? So like, if it was, you know, if the Pokemon, if the whole United States was just the size of Texas, then maybe we'd get more. But that's,
well, you know, like, I'm sure if the Pokemon company did something like this, they would just treat it like every other company treats the United States.
Right. Where do it in New York. Do it in New York.
Population only exists on the coasts. Nothing, right. You know. Sure. The anything that doesn't touch the ocean is barren wasteland, and you know we deserve what we get, and that is nothing.
I mean, that's fine. Look, I'll take that over nothing.
Yeah, you can fly me in. I go to LA like once or twice a year for stuff. Yeah,
exactly.
Like that. I don't
care.
I'll pretend to be a coastal elite.
Although the interesting thing that I don't like, this is, you know, I guess a bit like inside, but the Pokemon company's been making a lot of hires recently. They're in the process of making a lot of hires. There were a ton of job openings at the Pokemon company over the last month or so. Yep. They had a number of PR jobs open, a few marketing jobs open, and kind of across the board. So I wonder, that's about.
They had PR jobs open?
Yeah, they had some PR jobs open.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to move to Seattle.
I mean, for the right thing. You know?
Christian, we've already established that your banker salary is already too much. anywhere else.
I will say this: the PR team for Pokemon, the actual like PR folks, are some like the nicest freaking.
Oh, seriously!
Oh, they're great.
They're actual cinnamons.
Like, you know, the actual folks who work for the Pokemon company are just like an absolute joy, and like. Mm-hmm. You know, that is a team I would love to work with more than like the once a year that I sure. work with them.
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree. But yeah, no. So I mean, I don't know again, right? Like, I'm not quite sure what that means. Right. But, you know,
they're hiring an associate influencer marketing manager and senior corporate communicator. I wonder what that's about. Yeah, so I know a couple of these. So, the influencer marketing manager, the guy who they brought in, a guy who I think worked at Blizzard before it was around COVID. And so it used to be that all the influencers were their own, you know, all they were the same folks that the press people interacted with. It all went through the same press people. And they switched that during COVID to they had a specific like influencer person, and he's done like an amazing job of it. And it's really been like value add for like both sides because he takes really good care of like the influencers. And like, you know, that is one of the reasons why like, you know, Pokemon has kind of like slowly but surely like, you know, cropped back up in terms of like, you know, influencer spheres and stuff like that. Like, you know, beyond just like VGC and YouTube. So apparently that's going well because they're bringing in another person.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I got to imagine that part's doing well, but I just, you know, maybe there's something cooking, or maybe people just found new jobs. Who knows? And they're just backfilling. But hey, if you're out there and you're interested, maybe you want to take a shot working for the Pokemon company and you're a listener of the show, we'll take any extra in we can get. So go ahead, go apply. And then let us know. And then let us know.
I will say the senior corporate communications manager is about, you know, that's about where I'd need to be.
Oh my God.
Christian.
Throwing that one out there.
All right, Christian is applying.
You refresh your resume. Right, get your CV together.
That's right. Gotta go.
Strike while the iron's hot.
You're right. We've got a whole line of people here at the site ready to replace you here on the podcast anyway, so it doesn't matter.
That's not true. My God, I'm like the freaking, you know, I'm the one with my, you know, like Megan and I was going to say me, but that would be selfish because Megan is equally like attuned to these sort of things.
Yeah, I'm here for the
like,
color.
You know, I'm not so arrogant to pretend like I'm irreplaceable, but Megan and I are irreplaceable.
No, 100%.
The weak link of this trio, Jim, is the one who's like, wait a second, is there a new Pokemon game coming out? What is this card thing? You know, do they have more than 151 Pokemon now? I lost track.
Wow. Are you calling me a fake fan? Is that what just happened?
No, Jim, I'm not calling you a fake fan.
I think that's what you just did.
I think you're gatekeeping. Just aren't You know, you just don't pay attention to the day-to-day minutiae, or I can't even say the word right. But you know exactly what I'm talking about. You just don't pay attention to the day-to-day stuff. You aren't in the trenches like Megan and I are. You know, you're bleeding and sweating.
I say all the time.
You're off going and trying to bilk Tiffany and company out of Pokeballs. Megan and I are the ones writing about it. That's the difference between you and I, that's
right.
Jim.
That's right, Christian. All right, let's move along.
I'm sorry.
Latin American Championship?
Oh, yeah. The Latin American International Championship was this weekend, and some wild stuff happened.
Yeah.
What happened?
So one, Hisuian Arcanine is just like the God King of VGC right now.
Is that what it was all about on social media?
Yeah, it has literally won every major championship since like it was added to the rotation.
Right, you called just this, like though, a while ago, like when the especially like when the card came out, you were like, "This is going to
no, be no, no, no VGC, not TC."
Oh, VG, okay, sorry.
So yeah, so the VGC has been the big winner. The other thing is a bunch of new. So the last couple of years in the Pokemon TCG meta has been really defined by Mew VMAX, and then this year Gardevoir EX. And it's been very static. You know, those two cards have made a splash, and they're all built around one of those two things, and they are getting busted up now. So we had a Mirrodon EX that made a big splash. And then I want to make sure that I have the right thing so I'm not like misspeaking. Pokemon TCG, Latin America. I know Entei V was part of it. And give me a second. Where is my list at?
Where did this take place?
Brazil.
Oh.
Well, I'm glad it went better than everything we've been seeing on the news about the Taylor Swift concert.
Yeah.
Oh, breaks my heart.
Yeah. That's last.
I forgot. Year's. That was the whole thing where they projected the t-shirt on that giant statue of Jesus.
Yeah, the Junior Jewel shirt. Man, if you ever want to really unlock a secret about me, just actually start talking about Taylor Swift. Because as much as I'm like a metalhead, love rock, right. Love metal, there's like the Taylor Swift K-pop part of me. Mm-hmm. When you unleash it, it's dangerous.
Oh my God, Megan, did I tell you I interviewed the lead singer of Something Corporate last week?
Oh, shut up.
I know.
That's like a dream.
That I right know. There,
that's like a bucket list moment.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw on Instagram they were coming. This is a total tangent while Christian is pulling up information.
Yeah. I'm having trouble. Like, I had it earlier today and now I'm like struggling finding.
That's right. It popped up on Instagram that Andrew McMahon was going to be in Nashville. And so I, on a whim, just sent a note to his publicist and said, hey,
legitimately so mad at you because Andrew McMahon is, I've seen him so many times, so many times. That was the first song that my husband and I danced to. It was also the song we did an acoustic version of, like when we walked down the aisle. It was,
oh my goodness.
It was his song Fire Escape from his solo endeavors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andrew, oh my gosh, McMahon. Megan, I wish I knew.
I wish I knew. I wish I knew, Jim. Yeah, like that, like our like wedding video is like a whole, it's to an Andrew McMahon song.
Oh, I love that.
So I'm over here. Wow.
That's okay. Amazing.
6 degrees of separation is a little bit closer now.
There you go. Just 1 degree.
I found the results. Okay. So the number one deck was an electric deck that circles around Iron Hands GX and Mirrodon EX. So basically, and Raikou V. So like the thing is both Raikou and Entei V have made comebacks because both have a card draw ability. So if they're in like the active card, so that kind of helps like move it up. And then Mirrodon EX, basically you can pull in basic Pokemon and put them onto your deck. Which, you know, helps amp thing, you know, like boost things out. And then Iron Hands EX obviously, you know, allows you to take extra prizes if you knock out Pokemon with it. And so basically that one, it's just, there's a lot of like really like synergies in that deck. So that's like came out, like everyone kind of assumed that Arnhand ZX was going to be good, but like Muridon and the other other Pokemon is Flaffy. Flaffy's actually key to all of this, because Flaffy has a ability that's Dynamotor. And basically, once during your turn, you can attach an energy card from your discard pile to one of your bench Pokemon. So basically, you're just constantly pumping stuff out. And so you're just like, you know, just doing a lot of it. And the runner up was Noah Sawyer, who ran an Entei V deck. And basically, that is one that's all about having bench Pokemon. So it's Iron Valiant and Entei V. So like everyone, once again, everyone kind of assumed that Iron Valiant EX was going to be good because it has this ability that when it switches into the active spot from the bench, you can put two damage counters onto one of your opponent's Pokemon. And you like combine that with Jet Energy, which, you know, allows you to like switch Pokemon up for free, like switch Pokemon out for free. Mm-hmm. Like you attach it to one of your Pokemon and it moves in. And so so basically another one of like these like really like weird synergy cards. But the big thing is that it runs, you know, and also that runs in counter with Yoga Loop, which is Medicham V. So it's another one of those like synergies where it's Yoga Loop. If you use Yoga Loop, you can knock out a Pokemon with it, you get an extra turn. And so it is really freaking cool. So like the balance of power has shifted in the TCGs.
Man, Iron Valiant is such a, what a phenomenal design with that one.
I love Iron Valiant.
Knocked that one out. Terrible shiny, but phenomenal design.
No, it's okay, because no one's actually seen the shiny yet, Jim, because it's not official.
Well, whatever. Still, like, I'm looking at pictures of it. And I was like, God, like that's one that they just, you know, when they nail it, they nail it.
Yeah. No, all, you know, like I said, I have very few complaints about the Paradox Pokemon. All of them have been pretty cool looking.
Yeah, I just wish they were like,
I wish
there were choices.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or more. Right.
Like, yeah. I wish there were more than like what we have, technically 8 species of each now.
Yeah.
I wish we had more of them. And it annoys me that this is just this generation's gimmick, so we won't see any more of them. Like, we will never see more Ultra Beasts.
Yeah.
I love those freaking Ultra Beasts.
Awesome. Just weird extra-dimensional Pokemon that are just Eldritch Horrors. Pokemon.
I know, they're just living their best lives.
That's right. All right, we're going to take a break, but before we do, I do want to read some reviews and some comments that listeners have left. You can do this now on Spotify. Spotify folks, head on over. There's a Q&A posted with each episode where you can leave either a review or a question or whatever, and we'll read them on the air. One of them I definitely want to make sure we read is from Sir Purple the First, who I know is a longtime Spotify listener, has been looking for a way to get a sticker, and here you go, sir. If Pokemon were to collab with famous mangakas for the TCG, which ones would you like for them to collab with? Thanks for being a part of my weekly routine.
Thank you for that question, because that just unlocked like a little portion of my brain that I didn't know existed. I mean, my gut answer has already been done. Junji Ito.
Yeah, that's like
Junji Ito's collaboration with Pokemon to this day is, you can't touch it. I'm so sorry. Like, it's so good. But in terms of like more modern mangaka, I would love to see, it's either like two ways. I would want to see like JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I would love to see like Hirohiko Araki take some of our like traditional Pokemon and just make them like avant-garde, flamboyant, androgynous runway models. I would want that. Or two, I would want it to be shoujo. So like Sailor Moon. I would want it to be super glitzy, cute, give them like Sailor Moon transformations.
Geodude would be 25% better if it
I mean, just imagine Sailor, like a Geodude, like Sailor Rock or something. Like, I would love that. That would
Hakuna Mateo in the chat saying Castlevania style Pokemon. I mean, that would be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Devilman Crybaby Pokemon. I mean, it's endless. But I mean, I will say this, if you guys listening have never seen Junji Ito's rendition, he's kind of like the Stephen King of like horror manga. He is like the absolute goat for horror manga and body horror and everything like that. The collaboration he did with Pokemon years and years ago. So good.
One of the things we're like, I'm almost I'm a little shocked that that happened.
Oh man. Yeah. Same. Especially for like the time when it happened, like today, if they were like, yeah, Junji Ito was doing the collaboration with Pokemon, I'd be like, okay, that makes sense. Like Pokemon's huge. For when they did that collaboration, everyone was just kind of like double taking, like, wait, what? who is collaborating with what? But damn, it worked. It works so well. And I would love to see it again. Like, do it again. Do it with some of the newer, like, creepy Pokemon that we've gotten in the last few years.
Oh, and there's so many.
I would love to see Junji Ito do that. And he's such a chill guy. Like, he's so nonchalant about everything. He's like, oh, people like my art? Okay, let me draw some Pokemon. Like, I would love to see it, so.
I think that, you know, the one that immediately popped into my head was Oda, just because, animals aren't a huge part of One Piece, but, you know, he loves to draw them. If you've ever like seen one of his like chapter, like his starting chapters, almost all of them, you know, with the exception of like the story focused ones, like feature animals in some way. It's always like one of the One Piece characters like interacting with an animal of some kind. So that would be really cool to see him do. The other one I was thinking of was the folks who do the person who does Beastar. Paru Itagaki. So they would be absolutely like fantastic. I think because that would be one of those like weird, like, and I would kind of love to see them do their like Pokemon take only, you know, because it's anthropomorphic animals, so anthropomorphic Pokemon. With just the exception of Miguel, which is already an anthropomorphic Pokemon.
Imagine their take on like Mr. Mime.
Yeah, exactly. Nightmare. That would be sexy Mr. Mime.
I love how both of you are just like, you want more horror, you want more sexy, and I'm just over here being like, with just the way that Horikoshi does like superhero stuff in My Hero, like that feels almost like a really natural fit. Right? There are plenty of Pokemon that
I honestly am surprised that Pokemon really has never done more with like the main, you know, with manga, like manga collaborations. Like,
Part of me wants to believe that Pokemon's looking at what Magic is doing in some of their stuff with like some of just collaborations that they're doing on the licensed front, but more so just wanting to do collaborations on, you know, with like artists and whatever in Japan, that like that's not happening.
It's when you're looking at the scape of collaborations in manga and anime, there's definitely the waves you get over the years, and we've been in a dry spell for a hot minute, but I'd say over the last 3 years we've definitely seen a bigger increase. One of the biggest ones I'm thinking about is the Dragon Ball Super Gallery project that manga creators from across the field have been doing cover art tributes for Dragon Ball to celebrate its 35th anniversary. And in these interviews that they do with these artists for the collaboration, they're like, yeah, we collaborate all the time with each other, but we never talked about it. Now they're getting the chance to like really talk about the collaborations that they're doing with other creators. It feels like it's less, you know, for how competitive the manga market is in Japan and now globally. I'm loving the collaborative aspect that we're finally getting to see in a public facing form. And I would love for Pokemon to embrace that more so. So
fingers crossed. And then can you just imagine if they just started letting like American comic artists start doing them? Like just give me a David Finch Ash Ketchum trainer.
No, give me Rob Liefeld Pikachu. I want Rob Liefeld Pikachu. Full color.
We're like
dead serious. I want that.
I mean, seriously though, Mike Mignola did a series.
Oh, right. I forgot.
And like, it is like one of my biggest heartbreaks that I was not able to get the Bulbasaur for that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That series of stuff that he did was,
yeah,
those were great.
Yeah. Like give me that. We'll see. I'm sure it'll start with the manga. It'll move to kind of more Western comic sphere. And then we'll just have like,
there's no way we will be dead before it moves to the Western comics.
Yeah.
Space. We will be dead.
Jim, don't rain on my parade. Don't do that.
I think the problem is, and now it was kind of a tangent. I know we meant to go to break and we're going to run a little long, but if this was a good question. The problem is that like the big name kind of like iconic, right, artists in Japan are still celebrated as such, right? Where like there are still plenty of great big name artists, but they don't get here on, you know, stateside, but they don't get anywhere near of the attention that, you know, they did, got it maybe even 10 or so years ago, right? Like, mm-hmm. You know, where like, you know, it's just the idea of a Jim Lee Pokemon card is kind of like, would be kind of amazing. But you know, or like Todd McFarlane doing something like would be amazing. Won't ever happen, ever. But whatever. All right. Thank you, Sir Purple the First.
That was a great question.
For that great, great question. Got to shout out McGundam for making sure I mentioned Sir Purple the First so he can get a sticker and post it on the Discord in our very new Pod Swag thread, where if you've gotten a sticker, head on over to that channel and post where you have put said sticker so we can see that they are getting good use. Got two others on the iTunes front, one from Roto Gamer. I think I read this one, maybe not. That was from the 14th. Finally, I have a good Pokemon podcast to listen to. Great people in audio, would recommend to my friends. And then PokeKid wants us to do tips and tricks on Pokemon Sun. I have a 3DS, but not a Switch. Pokemon fan, if we get to that point, it will be for you. We promise. All right, let's take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to talk about Paldean Fates, get to the Pokemon Fact of the Week, and then send everyone home for the holiday week. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right. Let's talk about Paldean Fates. We finally have the official announcement for it, including a date.
Yes. It will be coming out in January. January 24th, I believe, is the exact date. So at first, I was really excited for the set because it should be cool, right? Right? And then I remembered how much I hate these shiny sets. And here's why I remembered I hated this. So when Paldean Fates was originally announced, there's usually Pokemon Center pre-releases. And in fact, Pokemon Center had a bunch of Paldean Fates like stuff, and you click on the link, and for whatever reason, it sent you to the previous one, which is like Shining Fates, was the 2021 thing. So I accidentally bought Shining Fates Elite Trainer Box. So
is that what that box is behind you?
So I accidentally bought one. It's you know, here's the lid of it. So I'm like, I'm gonna open it. Why the hell not? You know, what's inside? And I forgot like how awful the pull rates for that set is.
That one was pretty it's
because here's how it works.
We pulled out of that.
Here's how this whole scam works, friends. So the set itself is like 90 cards. So like 10 out of your 12 cards will be from that 90. Then they have what's called a shiny vault, which is 120 cards, which only appear in like the holofoil spots, you know? So there's like 120 cards that you only, and you're not even guaranteed to get those in the holofoil slots unless they've changed it from 2021. So literally, you know, there are cards where not only you would just get the same 90 cards over and over and over and over again. Like just from the Elite Trainers box that I bought, I think I have like 60 of those 90 cards. And I had like four of the other 120 cards. So they do this stupid subdivision thing where your shinies aren't, and I'm not saying, just make them part of the set. That's what I'm saying. Why should I have to get like a worthless shiny Charmander that's not a common card? Why is that a rare? Just because it's shiny? And make it worth something. But it's not worth anything. It's not worth anything. It will end up being a 5-cent card like 3 years down the road. And that is why I don't like these type of sets.
I mean.
Anyways, yeah. It comes out on January 24th, so buckle up. It's ridiculous.
These, and like out of all of the shiny sets that they have done, right? And they've done almost five of them at this point. There's maybe four total cards worth getting out of across all of these sets.
There's going to be 240 cards in this set with over 100 shiny Pokemon. And I guarantee that of those 100 shiny Pokemon, those ones will only appear, you'll only have like a 5% chance of getting them in your holofoil slots.
Doing this stuff is a form of gambling, but like this is gambling.
Like this is excessive. Yeah. This is not. I am not a fan of
Look, if there is a person in your life who anytime you see them or talk to them on the phone and you hear the crinkling of them open a pack, that may be time for an intervention.
It just freaking bugs me. I forgot just how much like these type of sets in particular annoy me. And it's just like, oh, I don't like these. So good luck, Paldean Fates. It's a trap set. The only good thing that's going to come out of it is the shiny Charizard EX Secret Illustration Rare, which isn't a recoloring of the Charizard EX, Terra EX Secret Rare. It's a brand new illustration.
Right.
Which actually looks pretty cool.
It definitely looks a lot better than the shiny than the other shiny one, so you know.
Yeah, so I was like looking it up just because you know I could, and that's like the only card that has like any sort of value,
right?
That's
all. I mean we kind of knew that going into this, so
yeah, it's like so like I said, this set's gonna be meh. On the plus side, I finished up my Obsidian Flame set.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Hey. I finished that up. For some reason, I've been putting off buying the two Gita cards, like the illustration rare Gita cards.
Uh-huh.
And
price.
I thought because they were expensive. Like, I think I looked at them like the release week and they were both like $15 cards. I'm like, nope. And I like looked on TCG Player and they were both like $2. I'm like, purchase.
Yes, I in fact will do this.
So, oh, okay. So, Christian, as someone who goes out to collect, you know, like looks to like fill out a set, what are some tips? Because it sounds like waiting, obviously, is key.
Oh yeah.
How long should you wait?
So there's two ways to do this. So what I here's basically my cycle of how I get a set, because I've of the five sets that came out this year, let me grab this good old spreadsheet. I have all Scarlet and Violet. Obsidian Flames will be completed this week. Paldea Evolved, I have 9 cards left, and it's none of the expensive ones. So the only ones I have like significant cards left are 151 and Paradox Rift. So how I do this is I go and buy a booster box if I can. So like release day booster box. If you wait, you usually can get them cheaper. Like Scarlet and Violet, like a booster box is like less than $100 right now. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, like doing it like opening weekend. Yeah. I buy the packs up until the point that I'm no longer pulling cards to put in my binder pretty consistently, which is usually about, if I buy a booster box and Elite Trainer box, that's will clear out all but maybe one or two rare cards.
Right.
From there, it's basically a matter of setting a budget and sticking to it. So I have a weekly budget that I don't go over. Mm-hmm. And I pick which cards are affordable then. The good news is a lot of cards tend to drop in value pretty quickly.
Pretty so quick.
Wait a month or two, they will drop in price pretty quickly. Because there's always a rush of demand. Like Iono is a really good example. Mm-hmm. Iono was a $250 card. Now, I mean, it's still, I think, like $100. But, right. You know, that it's no longer, nowhere near where it's at now. Let me pull up exactly. Yeah, so Iono, it's still a... it's still a dollar card, but you know, if you go back 6 months, let's go back. If you go back to originally, it was a $175 card, you know, back at the start of it. And I think they were going for even more than that. You know, right. That's off TCG Player.
And so the savings there allowed you to buy other cards.
Yeah. So, you know, the price will drop. You know, I like to go through TCG Player as opposed to eBay. The TCG Player, the issue is that everyone always tries to go off with the market prices. So you're never going to really find a lot of deals. I do have a way that I can eBay hunt as well, but mm-hmm. I find that it's usually not like the process of hunting is not really like the savings that I get is sure. Not really worth the time that goes into it. Mm-hmm. So I'll do that for like,
well, TCG Player usually has better deals on what I found. You can usually get better shipping, and like that's usually what kills you on eBay is that like, yo, you may find a card for a good price, yep. Then they're gonna want $12 for shipping, and it's like, yeah. This is a card. Stick it in an envelope and mail it to me.
That's how they make up the that mm-hmm. loss is.
Yeah.
So then it's really just about sticking to singles, not buying a lot of like. Packs. Like I'll still buy packs throughout like the cycle. But like, you know, you at some point in time you just have to like recognize that, you know, if you're only searching for like a $5 card, mm-hmm. It's much cheaper just to buy the $5 card than it is to like pack hunt. Because you know that you're just gonna end up with duplicates. You know, if I were like more involved in like our local scenes, I'd probably have a better time of it too, because you know, there's a lot of people who love to trade cards with each other. It is a trading card game after right. all. And the folks whenever I attend to like an event, folks are pretty generous with what they'll trade. They're not like mm-hmm. super obsessed with market. Like they don't want to get like, you know, really like
yeah, they don't want to get
advantage
hosed.
Of. Right. But like, you know, if you have a card that's like a $10 card and, you know, they want an $8 card in return, they're not going to demand that you throw in a $2 card to make up that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that those are like the big things is yeah. and it's just like patience. Like if you're trying to be a completionist, you don't need, you know, there's no timeline to this. And very right. like with the exception of a few like chase cards, and there really haven't been one of those, with the exception of maybe Charizard EX.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm talking about like the 151 EX. Like that one has been holding in value somewhat, You know, but other than that, I can't think of any cards that really have like held in value besides that. Like I'm looking at some of the other Charizards. And they really made up for a lot of the issues. Yeah, no, that's not it either. Where's that silly Charizard? Where is that silly Charizard at? Yeah, like even like the special illustration were from Obsidian Flames. It's a $50 card, you know, and it's dropped pretty consistently in value. It's the value's decreased by half. Right. So if you just wait a few months, chances are you don't get caught up in the like chase. Just be smart.
Yeah.
It's and
right. And like and I think what drives a lot of that too is like, you know, if you follow a lot of influencers or whatever, you know, who are doing pack pulls and you know, like they get it and you're like, and they make it obviously you're gonna make a big deal about it, and you're like, oh, and then you have FOMO. You just gotta just like just wait it out. And then like I apply the same kind of I apply a very similar logic to right on when I am collecting comics, right? In the sense that like I'm looking to complete a full Moon Knight run. And I just had to take I straight up had to take a break during the lead up to the show, when the show coming out, and even some aftermath of it, because books just got too expensive. Like everyone just kind of like the base price of them just went up and then they've all come back down.
Yeah. And like the thing that you have to remember is that, you know, like influencers will create short term.
Yes.
But like, especially now, like post COVID, they're still reprinting. Like Scarlet and Violet is still getting reprints.
You can still find that in stores.
Yeah, you can still find that in stores. So, you know, until those cards are legitimately gone from stores, they're not really going to spike in value.
Correct.
But like, you know, even like, you know, I remember the last time I was doing this. Give me one second. Like, Tapu Koko. I remember like it wasn't Tapu Koko, it was Tapu Lele. I remember like Tapu Lele was like super expensive. And now because it was like the card. And like now you can get them for like, oh, that's the wrong one. Let me pull it up.
While you're doing that, I would like to remind all Spotify listeners that the end of the year Wrapped is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And if we show up on your list, make sure you tag us or on Instagram or whatever, or drop a screenshot in the Discord. I want to see everyone, all you Spotify listeners. We know you're out there because you keep telling us you can't leave reviews on iTunes. I will even here we go. Ready? Instead of leaving a review on Spotify, if we end up in your Wrapped and you post it to like Instagram or whatever, and you tag me, Megan, Christian, whatever, you get a sticker. Okay.
Boom.
Make that promise right here, right now. So we'll do that. Yeah. But Christian, we are running out of time, so we should probably just
jump. Poke fact of the week. Poke fact of the week is Latios is telepathic. There we go.
Oh, Megan, you missed it. Did you happen to listen to last week's episode for Latias's Pokemon fact of the week?
I didn't get to the end of the episode.
Latias is also Blaziken.
They literally
cut the Pokemon in half.
The top half became Latias and the bottom half became Blaziken. They literally Gordian knotted this proto Pokemon too.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Latias.
It's telepathic. It's fast. It's like a jet. There you go. Happy PokeFact of the week, folks. Happy Thanksgiving. Impress your friends with that.
So, yeah.
I mean, terrifying, but I love it.
Right. Exactly. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us this week. We appreciate everyone. We hope you have a great time. Hopefully get some time off this week. Enjoy it with the fam or whoever you spend the time with. And spend it with us. Spend a little bit of time with us. Maybe, you know, you stopped at the beginning and now you're here and it's during Thanksgiving. Hello, everyone's family. We hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Best way to support the show, obviously, leave us a review on iTunes, leave us a review on Spotify. And like I said, if we show up and you're Wrapped, we're keeping our eyes open and peeled for it. And then also Discord. Make sure you get in that Discord. You'll find the link in the podcast description. You'll find it on Twitter, find it everywhere else. We hope you all have a phenomenal rest of your week. We will catch you at the same time, same place next week. Peace out, folks.